You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Taking a load off next week, ladies and gentlemen, that's for sure. But first, welcome to tonight's live broadcast of TPC, a very special broadcast. It will be indeed this Saturday evening, September the 18th. The last 7 days have been a blur. As you know, last week at this time, we were broadcasting live from the heart of Dixie in Alabama with an all-star panel of guests. I want to tell you a little story before I set the table for what's going to be coming up tonight on what will be a very festive and in many ways an unforgettable show. We're going to be covering things tonight that are once-in-a-lifetime events. Two of them, in fact, one from the Beehive State of Utah. But let me tell you this very quick story first. When it happened, when I found out what had happened, I thought I got to open the show with this story next week. So I'm driving home from Alabama last Sunday. And I leave early because I want to get home to my wife and kids who didn't go with me on that particular trip because we had another trip to Utah planned for this weekend. And I'm driving home, and at 9:30 in the morning, I blow out my tire. It's the first time I've ever had a flat on the interstate in my life, and I am in the middle of nowhere in rural Alabama. So thankfully, I have a smart car, and so all I have to do is press OnStar, and they dispatch help, right? Well, good luck finding help at 9:30 in the morning on a Sunday in the rural South. Everybody's in church. And so the OnStar people come on. I tell them what happened. They said, we should have somebody there in about 2 hours. So I wait 2 hours. 2 hours come and go, no problem. I'm into hour number three. I call them back. I say, you know, I know it's Sunday morning, because I was looking on my phone for places that were open for anybody that could give a tow, fix a flat, any tire centers that were open. Getting back onto the road was one thing, but once I got the spare put on, I still had to find a place that could put a permanent tire on to facilitate the rest of my drive back to Memphis. I was only about an hour away from my starting point there at the league conference on my way home. And then they said, well, we had sent two drivers out, but neither of them had the resources to fix the spare. And I said, well, you have two repair trucks and neither of them can repair a flat. I mean, that seems pretty simple. They said, well, they just didn't have the equipment. I said, well, that's okay. Just send me a tow. And they said, well, you're going to have to call your insurance company back and so on and so forth. We don't know. I said, okay, well, I'll just wait. Is somebody eventually going to be able to show up and help me out here? And they said, yes, but it may be another hour. So I'm into the fourth hour now, just sitting on the side of the road. I'm looking down at my phone, trying to find a place to take this car, if and when I ever get back going again. And I finally hear a knock on the door. And I look up, and it's an older gentleman. I roll down the window. I say, are you who OnStar sent? And he said, no, son, OnStar didn't send me. The Lord did. And I said, well, we're definitely in the South, and you're a sight for sore eyes. But what do you mean? You were just driving by, and you saw that I had a flat? He said, well, my wife and I were just on our way home from church, and we saw the out-of-town tags, and so I circled back around because I thought you might be having trouble, and then I saw the flat. And I said, well, thank you so much. And he had the jack, and he had the equipment, and he got me back with a donut tire. I had told my wife about the breakdown, and she had told my dad. Now, my dad had been texting me, but I was trying to get things fixed. So I called Dad after we finally got back up and on the road, and he didn't know who had stopped. He didn't know anything. He just said, I just want you to know that I was praying for you. I was praying that somebody would come and help you. Now, even though I'm a 41-year-old man, I'm still his son. So he's at home. He knows I'm on the side of the road somewhere. And he prayed. He said, I prayed that somebody would come and help you. And I said, you're not going to believe what just happened. I mean, what are the odds of that? OnStar never sends somebody. I finally, 4 hours after I call for help, get a knock on the door, and a guy says, the Lord sent me. And then my dad says, you know, 10 minutes later, I prayed for that to happen. That's incredible. He told me he had prayed for it before I told him what happened. So that's a true story, and what a story. Only in the South will you find people like that. Just the nicest two people you would have ever met. And I went and finally got ended up spending the night again on the road. But that's what was going on. I still made it to Okolona, Mississippi, right before sunset, after 10 hours on the road and in the service station. I made it right before sunset to pay my respects at the Okolona Confederate Cemetery in Okolona, Mississippi. I wanted to go out of my way to go there on the way home. I'd been meaning to do it for years and finally got the chance. Well, anyway. All that to say this, it has been a busy, busy, busy month, a busy week, and here's what's coming up tonight. On Thursday, I had the opportunity to drive to Chapel Hill, Tennessee. I went to the boyhood home of Nathan Bedford Forrest, where the general and his wife were there for the visitation for the reinterment that happened today in Columbia, Tennessee. I didn't get to go to the reinterment because I had the plans to be in Utah, but I did make it up there on Thursday. We zipped up, my wife, my children, and I, we zipped up the three-hour drive to Chapel Hill. We paid our respects, and we're going to be talking with two people who were there also, Gene Andrews and Ramblin' Rich Hamblin in the second hour, and then Dissident Mama herself, Rebecca Dillingham, will be with us in the third hour. She was at the reinterment in Columbia today, and she's going to tell us what that was like. We're going to share reflections on what it was like to be at the visitation of the reinterment of Nathan Bedford Forrest on Thursday and the actual funeral service again today in Columbia. That's coming up tonight. And I want to tell you, I had the sweetest trip up with my kids and my wife on Thursday. I spent the entire drive, the entire 3 hours up there, just sharing them all the information that I had about General Forrest and the other heroes of the South. You don't have to talk down to kids. Just talk to them. And I said, you'll grow up and there'll be a lot of people who will tell you that we're wrong, but here's why we're right, and never waver from that. It's always easier to go along with the crowd. It's always much more difficult to stand for something, especially when you're standing for something that's true. But here are the facts. And we just had a great talk. We sang. We listened to things on YouTube that were wholesome and reinforced the position, the right position, and spent some wonderful time with wonderful people up there in Chapel Hill. Then back to Memphis, 5 o'clock the next morning, Friday morning, my wife and I, we wake up our 11-month-old daughter. We get her packed and towed. The grandparents are at the house to watch our older two kids. We go to the airport, board a flight at 8:05 to fly out to Utah. And it was there yesterday that Sam Bushman, our dearly beloved Sam Bushman, the owner of the Liberty News Radio Network, and for the last 25 years, the host of Liberty Roundtable at libertyroundtable.com, had his 25th anniversary celebration. And for the rest of the hour, we're going to be talking with Sam in Utah about what you missed last night if you weren't there. I had the opportunity to give a small address to the crowd. We're going to tell you all about it. Faith, family, and freedom. That is Sam Bushman. I can't wait. You all know Sam. Sam's been with us forever. I mean, you know Sam well. You're going to get to know him a little bit better as we celebrate this weekend his 25th anniversary on the radio. Without Sam Bushman, there is no James Edwards. There is no TPC. We wouldn't be here tonight. 25 years, quarter of a century.
As a parent, coming up is next. Receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
That was the word that came to my mind last night. In fact, it was that song that came to mind, being able to be a witness at the proceedings at Sam Bushman's 25th anniversary of him being on the radio. You know, we've had 10-year anniversaries. We've had 15-year anniversaries. We're now in our 17th year. But 25 years, I mean, that is truly remarkable. And the feeling in that room last night, Sam, was nothing short of magic. And when I had the opportunity, really the honor, to give a very short talk, that's how I opened it with. It was that the people of Utah really know how to throw a party. And not just that, I don't even know if it's legal to have that much fun in the age of COVID. But there was such a feel, a palpable touch that you could just, it enveloped the room of family, of faith. It was so much like TPC conferences in a way. It was just the feeling of togetherness, the feeling of wholesomeness, the feeling that has been fostered from the front man, Sam Bushman. And his wife was there. His children were there, handsome and beautiful, respectively. It was everything you would want this country to be. I was just, what an honor to have played a very, very, very small role in it. And Sam, this hour is all about you. 25 years on the radio, it was so touching and moving to watch the montage, the video montage of your earliest days when you first bought your first radio station 25 years ago. You and Kurt Crosby, what you've done has touched the lives and the hearts of so many people. And I know I speak for our entire audience when I say that. Congratulations, brother.
Well, thank you, sir. You know what I would say, James, is that the feeling that you're describing is the feeling of liberty. And whether it's your conferences or an event that I have, You know, we're all about the sacred cause of liberty. We're talking about the founding fathers from the revolutionary period. We're talking about our brethren, our founding fathers from the southern period of the Civil War. We're talking about great forefathers and leaders who embraced, who embodied the principle of liberty. And you know what? When we do the same thing, when we acknowledge them, when we carry forward their legacy, when we pay tribute to them, when we show dedication to them in the past as we carry forward our responsibility in the future, that's the feeling that you feel every time. Because you know what? God wants us to celebrate our heritage. God wants us to look to the past for guidance from those who are great and who are true to principle. And then God wants us to live in the present to make history ourselves as we look forward to the future and the next generations who will make history as well. And when we pass down these principles, these sacred principles of liberty and how to live and how to celebrate and how to love and how to serve and how to do all these things, how to pray and then get up and work, these principles are time-tested. You know what? Since Adam and Eve came out of the Garden of Eden, these principles have been time-tested and they're true. And whenever you embrace them, whenever you are involved in them, past, present, or future, you feel that same feeling, James.
Well, you really do. And I think that the conferences that we've put on, of course, you have been a major part of each of the conferences we've done. You've always been a speaker, but much more than that, or I don't know if it's much more than that, but equally of equal importance is the fact that at our conferences, you run the sound, you run the AV, you work with the hotel to wire the room and get ready for the remote broadcast. And you do all of these things for us. And I've always thought with the music, and we bring in, of course, that talented piano player, and you just have that feel that we're describing. I think that I've had a pretty good hand in running successful conferences. But last night was all of that, but a little bit extra in a way. There was comedy. I mean, there was laughter. There was touching tributes. It was just, man, you know, I do my best to paint a verbal picture. It's just one of those things. I guess you could say it about a lot of things, but last night was especially one of those things. If you just weren't there, if you just couldn't see it, if you didn't feel it, you wouldn't know. But that is an indomitable people. And it was a packed room. It was a packed room, and everybody was fine. Everybody was fine in a sense of, I mean, they are upstanding. They just look healthy. They look strong. They look determined. But they also have compassion. They have care. They have a love for one another. And that's another word that I think must be mentioned. The word hate is bandied about most oftentimes as a projection. It's actually the people who truly have hate who claim that people who are motivated by love, a love of their past, a love of their God, a love of their children and their families and of their future progeny, that they are the ones infected with hate. But there was nothing but love in that room last night, Sam. But it was just, again, it really touched on all the emotions. There was moments where, you know, a tear would swell up in your eye, but there was also moments of laughter. There was acting. There was comedy. I mean, what everybody was doing at the beginning of the whole night, and great food at a very nice and elegant location.
In fact, we ran out of potatoes. The hotel had to scramble and make more, man. Everybody was getting full. There was fantastic food and festivities and comedy. You're right. And I want to bring up something that I kind of find interesting. You know, there's a lot of things said about me just because I'm the front man, as you put it, that, you know, the talk show host or whatever. And so a lot of it focused on me, which I'm not very comfortable with that. To me, the celebration of the 25th years of Liberty Roundtable Live was not a celebration of Sam Bushman. It was a celebration of all of us, of all that we've accomplished. You know, it's those people that donate a dollar, $5, $10, $100, whatever to me. It's the people who have been on the radio as co-hosts. It's the people who have been guests. It's the people who, it's the family members of those loved ones that, anyway, it really relates to all these people. And so after some nice things were said about me, I got up and spoke. And one of the things that I said in my speech is, listen, you know, I have an average talent for talk. I got an average talent for being a radio engineer for, you know, some of these things. I'm just an average talent in some of those things. But I'll tell you what I'm an incredible talent at, and that is finding people around me that are absolute heroes, finding people around me that are golden, that are the best, that are true blue for real, down to their core, honest, hardworking, full of love and kindness and service. And I'm just surrounded by the greats, man. And so I got a great talent for surrounding myself with the greats is kind of what the point of that was. And that's how I kind of started out my speech when I finally got up and spoke. We had awards that were incredible. We had a lot of different things happen last night that were really amazing to me. I can go on more in a minute, James, but I wanted to really say, you know, that's kind of what it's about, right?
Well, I tell you what, you're being far too modest. You're much more than an average talent at anything you've ever done. You're one of the most remarkable men I've ever known. And I will get into just a quick bullet point, not even bullet point, but just a quick overview of what I said in the next segment. But there were some fantastic people in that room tonight. Last night, so many I had, of course, never had the opportunity to meet before, but there were others like Kurt Crosby, and I had a front row seat to watching Kurt Crosby enjoying his meal. And Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack. I mean, what a guy. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who's walked the walk, not just talked the talk, but walked the walk. And you and Mack have done so much good in other endeavors like the CSPOA. And, of course, that was something that was brought up last night. But the award ceremony, yeah, well, I'll get to that in just a moment. But when I was sharing the story about the breakdown last week, and we were talking just a moment ago in the break, I said you had said that was being at the right place at the right time and the power of prayer. And that was exactly what you mentioned in your talk last night, even before I had told you the story about the breakdown.
Yeah, the title of my talk, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, was literally, you need to be in the right place at the right time. And I explained that nothing but the power of prayer to Almighty God can place you at the right place at the right time. And that was the fundamental focus of my speech last night.
We'll talk more about it. Two more segments as we celebrate tonight 25 years of Sam Bushman on the radio. I'll tell you a little bit about what I said about Sam last night. And then in the second and third hour, we're going to go back to Tennessee, where we'll be joined by Rich Hamblin, Gene Andrews, and Rebecca Dillingham, Dissident Mama herself. Stay tuned.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
But this is about disparate treatment.
That's one of the organizers of the Justice for J6 rally, which is wrapping up near the Capitol. They've protested the treatment of hundreds of suspects in the January attack on Capitol Hill. There was sturdy fencing up again around the Capitol building as well as the Supreme Court and a very heavy police presence. In fact, the National Guard was staged nearby, but they were never needed, at least not so far, and the crowd is heading home. Environmental and animal rights groups both blasting the Department of the Interior's decision to allow a bison hunt in Grand Canyon National Park. The park system says it authorized it because the bison population has grown so rapidly it's harming the environment. Organizations are arguing in a letter that region is natural bison territory, making them native and non-invasive to the area. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free, or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
A U.S. military mistake kills 10 Afghan civilians, including children. It happened in a drone strike last August. Now that all the information is in and the investigation complete, the head of CENTCOM issues this apology.
This strike was taken in the earnest belief that it would prevent an imminent threat to our forces and the evacuees at the airport. But it was a mistake, and I offer my sincere apology.
But beyond condolences and apologies, the General Keith McKenzie added,
I am fully responsible for this strike and its tragic outcome.
Another twist in the story of the missing Florida woman, 22-year-old Gabrielle Petito. Now a massive search is underway for her fiancé as well. Detectives in Northport, Florida say they're looking for Brian Laundrie, the person of interest in the disappearance of Petito, who went missing in August during a cross-country road trip with Laundrie. Now he's gone, and his family says they haven't heard from him since Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
You put people with a little bit of talent but a lot of determination in the same room together, and magic is going to happen, and that's what was going on last night. You know, too often we don't really pause to reflect on just how much our best friends mean to us until they've passed, and quite rightly so. We're doing a fundraiser right now for TPC, our quarterly fundraiser. And it involves as the incentive a DVD that Bill Rowland presented even in his pre-TPC years going back to the 90s. Very well done. Always appropriate to remember your heroes and your friends after they've passed. We did a very good tribute to Bill Regnery earlier this summer with Sam Dixon and Jared Taylor and Kevin McDonald. But what this weekend has reinforced upon me is how important it is to tell the people that you love and respect and admire, your brothers in arms, rhetorical arms, of course, how much they mean to you while they're still here to hear it. And I had the opportunity to do that last night when, well, first of all, just to have been invited to this thing was quite the honor. But when Sam told me he wanted me to give a few remarks, that really put it over the top. And I told the room last night that Sam is one of the last men in the world I'd ever want to disappoint. And I asked the rhetorical question, why is it that I care so much about doing right by Sam? And I won't tell you everything I said last night, but just an overview is that I think, as you know, Sam is an honorable and one of the finest men you could know. I said that of all the virtues, that loyalty is perhaps the one that I value the most, and Sam has always been there for me and by extension all of us. So how could I do any less than reciprocate that? And I don't mind sharing with you, ladies and gentlemen, that I would put Sam Bushman in a class of just a handful of men who have had a more positive impact on my life than anyone else. And that would include my own father and grandfathers. They would be included in that class. That's how highly I think of Sam Bushman. That's not given, folks. That's earned after many, many, many years of being together and working together for such an important cause, but such a hard cause as well. And he's never wavered. And I first got to know Sam back in 2009. I believe it was 2009, 2008, 2009. We were both on the Republic Broadcasting Network at the time. Sam left not long after I joined to start the Liberty News Radio Network. And I wanted to go with him. That was the guy I thought that I could trust and stick with. Didn't know him nearly as well then as I do now. But boy, talk about making the right decision, being at the right place at the right time and having the power of prayer. I remember meeting with Bill Rowland and Keith Alexander and Eddie Miller. I said, we got this chance to go to this new network. It's brand new, might not have the audience when it starts out, but I think this guy, this Sam Bushman, is a guy that we need to be with. And the rest is history. I met Sam for the first time a couple of years after that. Eddie and I went up. We picked up Sam and Kurt. Sam had flown in to speak at a Constitution Party convention in Nashville. I believe that was back in 2011. And, of course, since then, so many conferences and political events, the 2016 GOP convention, the 2017 presidential inauguration. Well, what a privilege it's been to spend so much time behind the scenes with Sam. And I just want you to know he's the exact same man off the air as he is on it. And no matter who he's around, you may not know this or not, folks, but not everybody is as they seem behind the scenes. Some people put on a front. Sam is Sam, and he's always the guy that you hear and know on the radio. And that's the thing. We honor the people who have fought for us in the past. We're going to be talking about Nathan Bedford Forrest in the next a couple of hours. He was reinterred in Columbia, Tennessee today. But you have people of faith and of honor and courage who are fighting for you still. And that's Sam Bushman, a mentor to me, a compatriot, a role model, a friend, and in many ways, one of the best I'll ever know. Entirely my honor, it's been, Sam, to, again, play a small part in your story over the course of the past 25 years and to have been able to be a part of your magnificent event. I want you to know, and I want you to know, as everyone listens, I love you. Here's to the next 25 years together.
All I can say is amen, and like I say, I'm surrounded by the greats. I'm surrounded by people who have made my life a blessing. I'm surrounded by people who understand the cause of liberty, who understand family, who understand obedience to God is the key to success. And I'm not talking about different religion, you know, different keys to theology, or if you're a Baptist or a Methodist or a, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, as we turn to God and believe in Christ, that is the key to success in our own personal lives. And I talked about prayer and the power of prayer. And I referred to my mother, who had powerful prayers that could move mountains, people. And I'm just telling you that the important thing in our lives is to learn to be at the right place at the right time. The reason that James is married to Danny is because they were both at the right place at the right time. I'm about to celebrate my 30 years of marriage to my wife, Julie. And we, you know what? We were in the right place at the right time. And whether it be a man pulling over and saying, "Hey, son, you need some help?" Nah, the Lord sent me. It's about being at the right place at the right time. And so I gave several examples of that. And I promise you, each of you listening out there, that if you turn to God and you pray hard, and then you get up and go to work and do what you're supposed to do, right? I promise you, you will be in the right place at the right time to carry out the Lord's work that he has for you. You can be a servant in his hands. You can be on his errand, is the way I like to say it. I want to be on the Lord's errand every day of my life. And I want to wake up and I want to pray hard and say, "Lord, please show me. Please give me guidance of where I need to be, what I need to do, when I need to be there, what I need to say, what I need to, how I need to govern my life in such a way that I can be your servant. I can be on your errand." And so anyway, I talked a lot about that. And I know some people are kind of like, "You know, Sam, that's just a little bit too much religion for me." But my response is this. You can walk it alone, or you can walk it with God. And I'm telling you, he can make much more out of your life than you can. And so I really want to drive that home. And that was kind of the essence of the talk that I gave. I didn't talk super long. We did a bunch of wonderful things, and several other people spoke, and including James. And, you know, I didn't want to take up the time. It wasn't really about me. It was about the celebration of all of us and what we've accomplished. We on the Widow's Mite Radio Network have had a tremendous impact over the last 25 years. Not just Liberty Roundtable, but, you know, the Political Cesspool, other talk shows, the work with Richard Mack and the CSPOA. And I talked about miracles in our lives. And if you're at the right time and the right place, when God needs you to be there, miracles happen. And when miracles happen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you acknowledge them, you write them down. And when you do that, it increases your faith. And when you have increased faith, then you do more of being in the right place at the right time. You pray more. Your prayers are more earnest. They're more sincere. And this circle happens where you get more faith, so you're on God's errand more. So you pray more. So he rewards you with miracles more. And then you see those miracles and you acknowledge them and you're grateful for them. The gratitude comes out. And this circle happens that will bless your life. And I invite each of you out there to test what I'm telling you. To test it in your own life and see if it doesn't ring true for you as well. Anyway, that was kind of the summation of my speech. There was a little more, James. There was a couple of jokes in there that I told and a few other things along the way. But that's the essence of the message I delivered on that 25th year anniversary, which was last night, by the way, Constitution Day, September 17th in the year of our Lord, 2021. We celebrated that. And I mentioned that, you know, it's a miracle of the founding fathers and what they accomplished. And it's the miracle of what we've accomplished in our day, too. I know it might not feel like it day to day when we feel like we're just getting beat up. But it's a miracle we've even got a free country and that we can talk on the radio at this time. And I credit all of us for standing together. I think they would have taken away our liberties. We wouldn't even be able to speak freely if we had let them. They've been trying for tyranny since Cain killed Abel, and they've never got it yet, and they ain't going to get it on my watch. So anyway, that's kind of a summation of what we're talking about, James.
Well, I heard that, brother. I heard that indeed. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit later in the show tonight, not too far from now at all, we're going to answer the question, if it had been asked, what was it like to attend, not the 25th anniversary of Sam Bushman's show, we've been talking about that this hour, but what was it like to attend the Nathan Bedford Forrest reinterment visitation on Thursday at his boyhood home? Well, I was there one day before Sam's event with my wife and children, Rich Hamblin, other friends, Gene Andrews. I'm going to share my reflections before being joined by Rich Hamblin and Gene Andrews, of course, the caretaker of the boyhood home and the former division commander of the Sons of Confederate Veterans in Tennessee. That's in the second hour. In the third hour, Rebecca Dissident Mama will be calling in live from Columbia, Tennessee, where General Forrest was reinterred today. And wow, there's a lot of different directions we could go with that one, but it's all coming up. But first, one more segment with Sam Bushman in Utah on the heels of his 25th anniversary celebration last night. We'll be right back.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
are about to shift our gears to the reinterment of General Forrest, as has been advertised. A lot of opinion and response to that coming up with three of the best. But first, just a couple of more memories from Sam Bushman. I think, Sam, you were anchoring the show while I was live in the Trump press pen. And that show, I think, particularly was a team-up effort that we were able to do that certainly was worth its weight in words in terms of the amount of press that it generated over the course of the remainder of that campaign. That was back in late February of 2016. It's what prompted the invitation or the solicitation that the campaign had that Donald Trump Jr. come on the show. And, of course, we collaborated on that one as well. And I think they're still writing about it. But doing that show from the press pen, I mean,
yeah,
there was Trump right
Don
before Super
Jr.
Tuesday.
For the rest of his poor little old life, isn't it?
So he says. Yeah. I was there on the phone connected to you in the studio from the press pen, Trump speaking simultaneously just a few feet away. And then, of course, one of the reports of that spawned, you had actually talked to a reporter. Folks, you've never seen a man be turned into a mental pretzel as I did watching Sam just completely wrap this guy up in knots on the phone. I couldn't even believe what I was seeing, how he got this reporter all twisted up, just attacking and counterattacking. I mean, it was truly like a Bedford Forrest attack, but against a reporter with Sam's words as his saber. But that gets us into some of the awards that were presented last night. And everybody who did get an award got a very unique award. So, for instance, I think the last award given was to Kurt Crosby, and he got something, I think it was called the Paul Revere Rough Rider Award or something like that, because he had been along for the ride the entire way, the entire 25 years. Sam's wife, much deserved, got an award. I even got an award. And, Sam, tell him what it was.
All right, man, we had to give James Edwards the Nathan Bedford Forrest Award. And the reason we gave him that award is because in our day, James Edwards is putting forward the vision, the view, and the Southern pride message in a way nobody else does. You know, there's a lot of people that talk about the South, a lot of people that talk about a lot of things, but James has got an eloquence. James has got a way of delivering it in a way that doesn't back away from the hard truth, but puts the truth in proper perspective, not just pieces of the truth. He tells the whole story, but he does it with grace and dignity in a way that matters. And what you either get people who do it with grace and dignity, kind of, it sounds good, but yet they don't really tell you the whole story. Or sometimes they deliver it so hard that nobody has the chance to learn. They start out disagreeing, and it's so hardly delivered, they can never learn to understand the truth and then make up their own mind. James has a way of kind of walking that middle line to where it's like, hey, we're going to stick with the facts here. We're going to deliver it real. We're going to deliver it eloquently. We're not going to back away from anything, but we're not going to shove it down your throat either. We're going to let you go ahead and learn about it and make up your own mind. And that's why James's show has grown over the years. That's why people from all over the world listen. That's why people come to interview James from around the world, because they want to know, hey, you know what? I had some whacked out views about the South that were just inaccurate. And when James explains it, and when people come on the radio with James, the different co-hosts, and they put that historical context together, Keith, with some of the historical stuff that he just comes up with off the top of his head, and then the delivery, you get that it's real. You get that it's, you know what, these people don't just think about it or look it up to deliver. They live it, they breathe it, they understand it, they eat it. But James's way of bringing it to people's minds helps them understand really truly what the South was and is about. And I felt like there could be no better founding father that represented James's delivery. I believe Nathan Bedford Forrest stood for the South with no backing down, no hesitation. But at the same time, hey, he did what he did in his day as valiantly as James is doing what he does in his day. So anyway, that was the award we gave, and that was the reason that we gave it.
And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, far from the heart of Dixie, this group of, I can't say they were all from Utah, obviously, Sheriff Mack from Arizona, there was other people, but I would say it was a Western crowd, to be sure, and they didn't flinch a bit. I mean, not that I would have expected them to, but it was just some laughs and applause. It was a great thing, and I think honest people can be honest about this, and we'll be, yeah, that's another thing that, well, I'll save it for what I want to get into in the second hour.
Hey, when Forrest was a hero, and I'm willing to say it to any crowd, anywhere, anytime.
But that's Sam Bushman, ladies and gentlemen. Even at his own 25th, he's still going the extra mile. And, you know, Sam, talking about those 25 years, it was just we had this montage of pictures. I think I mentioned this before. It was a video montage of pictures of Sam's career from the earliest beginnings in Delta, Utah, buying that first radio station, starting Liberty Roundtable. Now, again, Liberty Roundtable is the show that Sam hosts. Liberty News Radio is the network. He founded the show before the network. The network came in a little more than a decade ago. But watching all of those pictures,
because I had other people syndicating my talk show for a long time, and then there was one day when one of them pissed me right off, and so I started my own radio network. That's how that happened.
Well, we won't name names tonight, but I do remember the story. And in any event, to have been in that montage, there was, I don't know, maybe a half a dozen pictures of us together over the years at different events. And it was just, you know, Sam, it was your event. It was all your event. And I just have to thank you again for featuring me to the extent. That was such a pleasant surprise. I didn't expect it. I wasn't hoping for it. It was all about you. But to you remember the people, as you said, the people who have been with you on this journey. And obviously there have been others who, like Kurt, who have been with you longer and have done more. But I'll always value what we've been able to do together. I think you've certainly had a much bigger impact on me than I've had on you, but I do look forward to the future together and hopefully to the next 25 years. You'll be pushing 80, but that's okay, a little bit over 80, but we'll get there. We'll get there together, as I said last night, with faith and good humor. But
there's also two other things really quick that I mentioned too. You know, my wife, there's two people in this world that have the patience of Job. And one of them is my wife, obviously, putting up with me for 25 years and all my shenanigans and all that I do and all my political stuff. And kind of one of the funny things that was said is, you know, whenever I leave on a political trip somewhere to go speak or to go broadcast live from somewhere, my wife always says this. She says, honey, I love you. Don't get arrested.
And well, hey, you know, and that wasn't a given when you were up at Malheur.
Yeah, that's right. And so she says that, and she's genuine, and she prays for me when I'm gone and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, so that there's her, and then there's Kirk Crosby. The guy's got the patience of Job, too. He's been with me the whole time, grateful for his involvement and support, just a loyal, honorable friend, one of the best. And anyway, so that was another part of kind of what was covered last night a little bit. And I really tried to make the event not just about me, though. The awards were about all those people that surround me. The comedians that we had that were there were meant to kind of lighten the mood a little bit and give us a little laughter and fun. We had a piano player as well.
That was incredible.
We had, you know, all these different things that came together. And it was about several people. It wasn't just about me. It was all the people that have made Liberty Roundtable Live happen. And my the way I kind of mentioned it to one award winner or recipient was, you know, there's a lot of people in the game. And just because I am the front man, or just because I seem to be, in this case, the quarterback, that doesn't mean that I get it done by myself. It's all those other people that make it happen. All those people that are in other positions get the credit. That's really the key here, James.
That was, in fact, what your daughter said when they brought it up to you earlier this year. Hey, it's your 25th year, your 25th anniversary. You need to do something. And you had at first pushed back on it, but your wife was able to talk you into it because you said you didn't want it to be all about you. You didn't want the focus to be on you. You didn't feel right about that. Well, certainly you gave and shared the focus last night in perhaps ways that weren't necessary, because it is so much you here at this network. But Kurt Crosby, you can't mention his name enough, but your wife, my wife, I mean, that's something that I think people need to know. Without our wives' support, without the support of our families, none of it stands up, Sam.
There's no question about that. And I really feel like, you know, my wife has a lot of influence on me. And so, you know, when she said, hey, listen, this isn't a celebration of you because you're so awesome. Obviously, she thinks I'm pretty awesome. She married me, right? But her point was, and I agree with this, and this is what made me change my mind. At first, I'm like, no, man, I'm not having a bash to celebrate me. Forget it. No, not happening. But when she said, listen, you've had all these people around you that have helped make it happen, from the donor to those who have helped you travel, to those who have behind the scenes that have worked on projects that have, and she went on and on, and she said, you know what, you owe them really a event of appreciation. And when she said that, I went, okay, you win, honey, let's do it. And that's what made it all happen.
Well, that's exactly what it was last night, and it was great, people. Thank you again, Sam, for the invitation to join you in the Beehive State last night. And with a minute remaining before we shift over to another event, I mean, who could have predicted that these two events happen on the same weekend and you just couldn't be at two places at the same time? So I had to try to do what I could to try to be at both. But Forrest's third funeral, seconds remaining, set the table for the next couple of hours here of radio. You saw that, and I know you were disgusted. I mean, the fact that it had to happen.
I don't even know how to respond, James. Right?
Well, I got some people, I bet, who will, and that's Gene Andrews, Dissident Mama, and Rich Hamblin. But
I will say this.
Yeah, it's a shame when they come for your heroes.
Let me give you one statement. Yeah, go. I will say this. How dare them disturb sacred ground? That's all I'll say, James. How dare them? But this should make us take action for the future like nobody's business.